This is Just Chirpin', the voice of El Paso Rhino Hockey. Michael Hissom reporting, January 19th, 2011. And the Rhinos are back in town this weekend to face old-time nemesis Tulsa Rampage. And one gets the sense the term home ice advantage in the playoffs is on the minds of the El Paso Rhinos. And for more, let's head out to the Rhinos Training Center. And we're starting out the interviews with Rhino defenseman Vinny Bone. And Vinny, you're a veteran on this team. You've made the long bus ride to Tulsa, and you've welcomed them with, I wouldn't say open arms when they get here. I've seen how you played against them. But size up, from your viewpoint, that Tulsa team that's coming into town this weekend.
They play real simple. I mean, a lot of dump and chase, and they finished every hit when we were there. I mean, I'm pretty sure they finished every single hit that they could, and I mean they're a good team, and they play real physical, and we just gotta be ready for it.
You say gotta be ready. Well, don't know if that applied to that first weekend up there. I think if we go back through the books, it was kind of a rough start up there in Tulsa. But you know, coming out of a series where against them, and some time back that you lose 2 out of 3, what's it do to the motivation on this end when those guys skate into town?
Well, like now we're kind of getting to the home stretch of the season, and you know those points might like affect like if we get home ice advantage in the playoffs or not. So I mean, this weekend is a big weekend, and you know those 4 extra points, you know those 2 victories might come back to haunt us, and you know so you know, our goal is to go 3-0 this weekend.
And I sense in that last answer that home ice advantage more and more is creeping into everybody's mind. Am I correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we have the best fans in the league, and you know, like they do help us through the tough times of a game or something. So having a home ice during playoffs during a big game would definitely help us.
Speaking of big games, word out of Las Vegas is you came back to that bus smiling. What happened over there, Mr. Defenseman?
We were on the power play, and you know, coach called the second unit to go out there, and we had a 5-on-3, and you know, we all kind of looked at each other and were like, "Oh, we need to score a goal." And I had the puck, and Henny was in front of the net, and I tried to actually bank it off Henny, but the puck went right in.
You're not complaining, are you?
Oh, no, I was mad. I mean, Henny was a little upset, I think, because it didn't hit him, but, you know.
What can you say? You got the goal. Yeah. Hey, we're also sitting down with one of the newer acquisitions of the El Paso Rhinos, and that's goalie Trent Casper. And, Trent, you've heard about this Tulsa team coming to town, and but you've not seen them. So how does that affect your thinking as planning for getting out there on the ice against those guys?
You just got to go in ready for anything. I mean, you go into warm-ups, you got to look at them, take a good look. You come out, you got to be ready for anything they throw at you. From what I've heard, they like to play physical, so that means they're going to be in front a lot, which means just got to keep the puck within arm's reach and cover everything I got.
You know, you had an interesting part of the answer there about the goalie actually studies the other team in warm-ups. What are you looking for?
They just look for tendency in shooters and goaltenders. I mean, some forwards only shoot high. Some forwards love to shoot block. You just take a quick look down there while during warm-ups, and you see, you know, who's their, you know, main shot guy and what they like to do on warm-ups.
What about getting into a game situation? You've heard things about, say, Tulsa in this case. But what about a goalie making adjustments as you get into the first 20 minutes, second 20 minutes, and so on? What adjustments would a goalie make against a team he has not seen?
Well, you just go in, you play in your style, you know. You play what you like to play. And, you know, you kind of make a little adjustments, like whether you just leave the puck for the defenseman or you play it for them. Depending on what they're doing, you know, it depends on what you're doing. Like, they like to dump the puck, I've heard, so I'm going to be expecting a little bit more dump. And if they're pressuring my D, I'm just going to start wrapping it to my winger so my defensemen don't get crushed.
So another thing you're pointing to, people think of the goalie as only a person who stops that puck from going over, okay? That's job one. But yet, if you take a look beyond job one, you pointed in the last answer, you have to be pretty sharp handling the stick and doing the passing.
Yeah, I mean, you're obviously your first goal is to stop the puck from going in the net. But if you don't do, if you go past that, you know, it makes it a lot easier in defenseman and breakout, especially if we're getting pressure down low and I have a shot to ring the puck around to my wingers without my defenseman having to come back all the way in the zone. All of a sudden we go from defenseman coming back and then we break into a quick two-on-one because I ring it up the boards and cause all their forwards to back check. It's always good when we can get an odd-man rush on a quick situation.
Sounds like you're ready for some weekend of hockey here in El Paso.
Oh, I can't wait to get out there.
I just had that feeling. And speaking of a guy who likes to get out there on the ice, Axel Anderton. And Axel, is his life has taken through Las Vegas, Nevada. Now, you actually went home to get into the showcase, right? That's home sweet home for you.
Yes, it was.
Okay, Axel, taking a look at your situation, you bring a somewhat unusual skill set in that you can go out on the ice as a defenseman, hang around a blue line, and when the coach calls, you get up there in the front, okay? So taking a look at a player situation, the importance of having skills both at the blue line and out in front, how important can that be to a team?
I think it's very important in the sense that when, usually someone gets a big penalty, they're stuck in the box for a while, coach doesn't want to mix up the lines, so he'll throw me up there on a wing with whoever that line is just to keep the lines rolling smoothly. And it also helps in the sense that someone gets hurt, I can fill in wherever, and I just try and do my part wherever I'm needed.
So you're out there in a game, something changes, coach puts you in a different position. What mental changes do you have to make, or by this point in your hockey career, it's automatic?
For the most part, I'd like to say it's not as automatic as I'd like it to be, but it's a little bit like of a mental game for me, like trying to think of can I go up or do I need to stay back, depending on the situation I'm in. And I'm trying to become more comfortable in both positions so I don't have to think about it as much, so it's just natural.
And I often go back in my interviews and fans to really appreciate where I'm about to go. You said you need to think about this or think about that. Down there on the ice, it's all split second, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and that's the hardest part, is just making decisions as quickly and hopefully making the right one. And that's the biggest part of it.
Okay, you were with the team on that long bus ride. I think it comes out to just under 800 miles on up to Tulsa. You've seen them. Your expectations into this weekend?
Well, I know they're a tough team. We struggled against them when we went to Tulsa. Hopefully playing at home on our big sheet of ice and our tall glass will give us an advantage this time.
And wrap it up this way, Axel. You have another year of eligibility should you choose to come back. At this point, what are the lessons you're learning in this, your first year, in El Paso, Texas?
I've been learning a lot. I mean, coach is always stressing that making turnovers is the worst thing you can do, and just like doing the little things to get the puck out of the zone. And learning a lot from my fellow defensemen like Vinny Bone and Tyler Benson have been a really big help to me so far, and just trying to do the little things right to stay in the game.
And I'm sure everybody's going to be focusing on little things to give Tulsa a rough time in town. Am I correct?
I sure hope so.
Got to. Okay, guys, I've been doing too much talking. On the count of three, let's take this rocket ship home. Here we go. One, two, three.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Rhino Hockey.
Definitely not a cappella. See you next week.